We're doing Yeshaya. We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to, it's called the 33rd chapter, the 16th Pasuk. The Navi had been describing that when the Assyrian Empire ascended upon Jerusalem, the situation seemed hopeless. There was no logical, rational way to overcome this tremendous force that had taken down Egypt, Cush, all the northern 10 tribes, the eastern side of the Jordan, Ammon, Moab, Mitzrayim. This force had taken down nation after nation, and now with an army that was numbering over 250,000 soldiers, they surrounded Jerusalem. So the little city of Jerusalem remains. And there was no logical way we could win. And so, Fachadu v'tzion, the people in Zion, we read in Pasuk Yudalid, were scared. Why? Chataim, because they had sinned. And so they said, who's going to withstand this fire that's consumed everything? Who can withstand this fire that's destroyed the world? Sancheriv, who had ascended upon Jerusalem, had succeeded in conquering nation after nation. No one could stand up to him. And now little Jerusalem, what do we have to hope for? Hashem says, you know who's going to stand up to him? Holech tzedakot, people who live in righteousness, people who are honest. Dover Meisharim, people who speak honestly. Moetz Bevesa, people who say, I'm disgusted with the idea of having stolen goods in my house. Moetz Bevesa Mashakot, I don't want to withhold wages. I don't want to have something that I owe someone. Noer Kapav Mitemoch Beshochat, someone who cleanses his hands from supporting bribes. Otemos Nomi Shemo Adamim, a person who says, I don't want to hear about murderous plots. I don't want to see the plans that people have to do evil. I want to have nothing to do with it. People who are pious, who are righteous, and this is where we're up to, Pasuk Tetzayin, Hu Miromim Yishkon. People who lead a life like that, they live above the problems. They're uplifted from the dangers. Mitzadot Tzilaim Misgavo. The fortresses of solid rocks are his protection. Lachmo nitan mimav nemanim. Heavens will ensure he has bread. He can rely on the fact that he will have water. His well can be relied upon because Hashem is going to ensure that he makes it. And so even though the odds are stacked against him, nonetheless, Hashem will protect him, and that's what ultimately happened. We had a miraculous victory. Suddenly a plague hits the Assyrian soldiers, and they're dropping like flies. We didn't do anything. They're camped around Jerusalem, and the next morning they can't fight. They're just dying one after another. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Melech biyofyo techezena einecha. You will see the king in his beauty. You think your king will be exiled, will be defiled. No, you will see him in his beauty. Tireena eretz mirchakim. Your eyes will see how that king that came from afar will leave, and your king will be the king who you will admire. One of the challenges that happened when the Assyrian Empire surrounded us was that people questioned the piety of Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was humble, he was modest, he'd eat simple dry bread and drink water. He wasn't a glutton. He was contending with a rebellion from within the Jewish camp. There was the glutton, Shevna, who was eating pounds and pounds of meat every meal, drinking goblets of wine and saying, this is how a king should behave. Who's Chizkiyahu? That pious one, that's not kingly. And more people followed Shevna than followed Chizkiyahu. And Chizkiyahu couldn't be confident that the city wouldn't be given over to the Assyrians. Chizkiyahu was saying, in my camp there are more people against me than for me. And Shevna said, let's make peace with the Assyrians. Let's give Jerusalem into their hands. And Hashem says, don't worry, it's not going to work. Hashem comforts Chizkiyahu. You don't worry. When you look at a mass, when the Kesher Reshaim Eno Min HaMinyan, the unification of the wicked, doesn't get counted. Chizkiyahu, don't worry that they outnumber you. And ultimately, that's what happens. Shevna goes out to make peace with the Assyrian emperor, and the gates lock behind him. All his soldiers get locked into the city. Shevna finds himself outside the city, and Rabshakeh and the Assyrian king says, "What, you're joking with me? You promised me you're bringing all your troops with you." And they torture him to death. Shevna gets killed. Chizkiyahu gets the great miracle that the Assyrian empire at the gates of Jerusalem drops dead. That's it. That was the ultimate demise of the Assyrian empire. From there, it was downhill from there until the Babylonian empire took over. Nebuchadnezzar, the one who developed the Babylonian empire that took over the Assyrian empire, well, Nebuchadnezzar was a soldier in that army. He was there at the gates of Jerusalem, Nebuchadnezzar. Libecha yehege ema. Your heart that hitherto had thought fear, aye sofer, aye shokel, aye sofer et amigdalim. Your heart had thought, where is the scribe? He's going to come and start writing down how many houses we have, how many towers we have, so that he's going to decide how much taxes to take from us. That's what people thought was about to happen. The Assyrian king is going to come in, take over our town, and start taking an accounting of how many houses, how many towers, and how much each of us has to pay taxes. Those were the thoughts people were having. Et am no'az lo tireh. Hashem says, you will not see that nation. You thought the nation would swarm into Jerusalem and take you over. You won't see that foreign nation. Am in kesafa mishimoha nilag lashon ein binah. The nation whose language is twisted, it's difficult to understand, and it sounds like their speech is backwards. You won't have to learn their language because he ridicules the Syrian language, that it's a language that lacks understanding, that it's not the pronunciation is inappropriate. Nilag lashon. Our sages said there's a way a language should be developed. There's a way a language should be spoken, and there are languages which our sages said developed inappropriately. They developed unintelligently, and Chazal had opinions about different language. They said, for example, Greek is a beautiful language. Don't ask me; I have no idea why Greek is a beautiful language. But Chazal told us that there is a system for analyzing languages. And different nations' languages got different grades in Chazal. Now this also has halachic relevance. Because if you want to translate the Torah, so then the Talmud discusses which languages could you translate it into and which not. The Talmud says, well, it might depend on what ranking that language gets.
What does the Talmud say about Arabic?
No comment. I think the Rambam writes. Okay, let's leave that. Pasuk Chaf. Chazei Tzion, you will see Zion. You think you're going to be exiled. No, you will see Zion. Kiryat Moadenu, the city will continue being a city where people unite. Einecha Tirena Yerushalayim Navesha Anan. Your eyes, not a future generation, you who think you will be exiled, you will see Jerusalem being a tent that people live in tranquility. Ohel bal yitz'an, bal yisa yeteidotav lanetzach. You will see that Jerusalem will be a long-term home for you. And the ropes of the tents of Jerusalem, he's comparing Jerusalem to a tent, they will be connected to their spokes. The ropes won't be cut. It is there in Jerusalem you will see Hashem's strength. You will see that Jerusalem will be surrounded with streams. You'll have plenty of water. בל תלך בו אוני שייט וצי אדיר לא יעברנו. Even great boats won't be able to access Jerusalem through those streams. There will be great rivers coming to Jerusalem. And at some point here, the question is, are we continuing to talk about what's going to happen with Sanherib, or are we talking about a future time? The Talmud understood that we're talking about a future time, that ultimately Jerusalem will have rivers in it, rivers that will be inaccessible to boats. But we're learning with the Pshat that he's talking about the salvation of Chizkiyo, so we're going to have to revisit this pasuk. We're out of time next week, Be'ezat Hashem, to discuss what the pasuk's actually telling Chizkiyo.